In the last 5 years, the number of businesses making craft beer, wine, and spirits in Allegheny County has doubled. As 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed reports, some say Pittsburgh is on its way to becoming a craft beer destination.
20 bushels of apples get dumped onto a conveyor belt at Sorkel's Orchards in Wexford. After a quick wash, they're ground into a pulp and squeezed under 55 tons of pressure to make 110 gallons of cider.
The cider I'm making today is going to Arsenal Cider House in Lawrenceville.
Larry Vohl, one of the owners of Sorkel's, says the juice he sells to Arsenal to make into hard cider will likely end up back at the Wexford farm at the Arsenal Tap Room, which just opened this summer. It's Arsenal's second location and is indicative of the explosive growth of the craft beer, wine, and spirits industry in the Pittsburgh region. Vohl says about a third of the cider he presses is sold to wineries, cider makers, microbreweries, and homebrewers. And that's not surprising because the growth of craft breweries, wineries, and distilleries locally is on par with or even a little ahead of national growth, which in itself has been a bit astounding, according to Andrew Gill.
It seems like it's gone into hyperspeed in the past 2 years.
Gil is the co-host of WBEZ's podcast Strange Brews,
the world's only public radio podcast about beer.
Gil says, according to the American Brewers Association, craft beer made up 11% of the volume of beer sold in the U.S. last year. When it came to dollar figures, craft snagged 19.3%.
If you look at the Brewers Association's figures, the percentage increase year over year of growth for the craft beer segment of the economy, it's been double digits every year for the past, 5 or 6 years.
According to the Wall Street Journal, in 2013, consumers bought more craft beer than they did Budweiser for the first time. 13 million barrels of Bud and 13.1 million barrels of every American-made craft beer on the market combined. And by the looks of it, Budweiser is scared by those numbers. It spent $9 million to air an ad trashing craft beer during last season's Super Bowl and pronouncing itself, quote, proudly a macro beer. There's no narration, but the ad is pretty easy to describe for the radio.
There are lots of weak-looking craft beer drinkers, you know, twirling their mustaches and sniffing their beers and talking with their friends and being very precious.
Gil says the message the ad sends is that craft beer drinkers are dweebs and not very manly. And he points out that the ad conspicuously features women serving beer but never drinking it, reinforcing stereotypes around who beer is for. And the very fact that Anheuser-Busch, Budweiser's parent company, would air such an ad demonstrates how different the two ends of the industry really are. At East End Brewing Company in Larimer, owner Scott Smith is actually helping another brewery get back on its feet after a fire. They're doing what's called a collaboration brew, which is when two or more breweries come together to create a beer. Proceeds will go toward the restoration of Blue Canoe Brewery in Titusville.
I'm not concerned about Blue Canoe taking a slice of my pie or vice versa. We're getting a bigger pie out of the deal as more people turn to craft beer.
Blue Canoe's head brewer, Justin Dudek, says among craft brewers, there's a feeling of community, not competition.
I don't think you could think of another industry that's as generous.
And that's like the secret to success.
That's Michelle Larkin, who, along with her husband, runs Arsenal Cider House out of their Lawrenceville home.
Nobody's out to hurt each other. Nobody's out to get each other and see anybody fail because, personally, knowing how much we've put into it from the blood, sweat, and tears of everything, you only want to see somebody's business succeed.
Larkin says her customers are always struck by how quick she is to recommend they go check out other alcohol establishments in the area. In fact, her husband Bill actually designed the Allegheny River Libation Trail. It's a passport-like booklet leading drinkers to all 13 craft alcohol makers within a mile or so of the river.
So it runs Allegheny River, and it includes like Maggie's Rum. It is Penn Brewery, Wiggle Whiskey, all the breweries, Roundabout, Grist House, Dry Log. You name it, I'm sure I'm forgetting some.
Sure, she forgot a few, because as Scott Smith says, it's been hard keeping up with all the craft breweries, wineries, and distilleries opening up in the Pittsburgh area.
While we've been talking here for the last 10 minutes, I think three more have opened up.
Six craft alcohol makers opened their doors in 2013, seven in 2014, and one so far this year. Which begs the question, is there really room for everybody?
There's discussion in the beer community, or people asking in the beer community, is this a bubble? Is this going to burst, and I don't see that happening.
Smith points out that there's a huge market of millennials for whom drinking craft beer isn't really unusual. They never knew a world where Sam Adams didn't exist, and they're coming of age at a time when buying local and knowing where your food comes from are held up as virtues. Take Brittany Bell and Vincent Finelli, who drove in from Washington, Pennsylvania to try East End's latest selections.
Do you guys drink like Bud Light and stuff like that?
No. No, only craft beer, so.
Yeah.
How old are you guys, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, I don't care. I'm 24.
25.
Finelli says they're the craft beer evangelists in their social circle, and that there tends to be little resistance to trying different styles like IPAs or Hefeweizens among people their age.
Whereas our parents are, they always like the same thing over and over again. We like different things.
No, I mean, I think it's like a mystery, kind of. You never know what you're going to get, and then you go and taste something that's always surprising, like the new flavors.
Rob Soltis, owner and publisher of Craft Pittsburgh Magazine, says it's young people like Finelli and Bell who are going to help craft alcohol survive and flourish in Pittsburgh over the long term.
I really hope and really believe that Pittsburgh is going to be known for craft beer. It's going to be a craft beer destination. Just as people take the trip to Asheville or go to Vermont or the West Coast, I think people are going to start looking at Pittsburgh in that way.
There are at least two more breweries currently in the works for the Pittsburgh region. When they open, that will put the total number of craft alcohol businesses at 38, just shy of pre-prohibition levels.
Before prohibition, there was right around 40 breweries in western PA, Allegheny County. Every little neighborhood kind of had their own brewery. And that's where you drank, that's where you got your beer.
Soltis says that's the direction in which he sees Pittsburgh moving, because most of these new brewers, distillers, and winemakers aren't necessarily trying to make it big. They just want to be the neighborhood spot, the place locals go for a good drink. I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.